all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Today's show has been sponsored by TheSouth.com. The South, the life of music.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era tight fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
What's good?
What's good?
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Yes, sir.
It's the Kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
Yeah, that sounds a little better. Unfortunately, True Asia's not here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. Couldn't be here. Had things to do. We're going to hold it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like we do.
And we're going to keep it tight.
That's right.
Let me start it off, yo.
Go ahead, son.
I feel like doing something a little different, yo. All
right. Go ahead,
you know what I'm saying?
Dog.
A little different, yo.
Go ahead, yo.
This whole y'all fake church gangsters. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Hollerfest Radio. Yo. Yo. I'm a thug. And I'll shoot you. I'm a thug. And my thug. Oh, and I'll shoot you. Then I'll pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. Pray that Jesus save your soul. Then I pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. I'm a thug. I went to the movies. Yeah, I was feeling so groovy. And then I got up in line and this dude, his homegirl, acting like they wanna shine. Dude looking at me like, yo, what's good? I'm looking at the dude like, yo, what's hood? He like, yo, do you know what time it is? I say, yo, sir, you know my name? Stay out by my biz. He said, I'm sorry, dog. I just want to know what time the movie start. I said, dud, you know I let my gun spark? If I call my dog, you know they tell you all? You trying to act like the boy you saw? What? Don't even try to play me. Plus, I had a Christian t-shirt that said, Jesus, baby. Dude was like, yo, my bad. I punched him in his face and it felt so rad. I took out my Glock, then I hit him in his head. His girl said, stop! I hit her in the head. The movie theater person came out. I hit him in the head. The popcorn maker said, please. I hit them in the head. The popcorn maker, police, firemen, ambulance, they all came out. I hit them in the head. The cops came out. And then they locked me up. But I don't even care. Because I am a thug. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. And I'll shoot you. Then I'll pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. Pray for your soul. Pray for your soul.
What?
Big church gangsters.
Huh. Hey. Trying to play.
Trying to play.
Or go to jail. It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy on the microphone tip. Like I said, you need to get your butts right before you get your butt going to jail. Hey,
right.
You fake preachers.
Preachers.
Stop banging those winkers. Weakers. Don't you know? You need to stop before you catch something. Ain't gonna be nice.
Nice.
Hey, I went to church one day. Went in the bathroom. The preacher getting on dirt.
Dirt, dirt.
You know what I mean? He said, come on in, cook. I said, no. Then I broke wind. I sprayed the air freshener. The woman ran out and said, this boy stink, he a messer. But don't you know, I told the preacher, you get caught, you're gonna get put out today. He said, what did I do? I say you in here slapping backs. He said, what? I said, yeah. Then I found out, oh yeah, it's the boy, man.
The preacher.
I said, what? The man was dressed up like a woman. I said, what? What you gonna do? He said, I didn't know that she was he, she. I said, I could told you. He came to the church last night and said, I'm about to get the preacher, man. I didn't know what he was talking about until I went to the bathroom last Wednesday. Holla.
What in the ham? You know what I'm saying? So your stories get weirder every single every single week, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Thanks to everybody listening by podcast.
Yeah.
To all those on Ustream. You know what I'm saying? Live.
Holla.
What's good? You know what I'm saying? Let's keep them chat boards crackling as the show goes on. Also, don't forget that you can call during the show.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Brandis is on. What's up, Brandis? Don't forget a girl I produced before. Oh. Easy, sir.
Easy.
Now she can sing. She's a really good singer. Yeah. But don't forget you can call 757-325-9493. Don't call now because we ain't gonna answer your joint.
What is this? You know what I'm saying? What's this 777?
What you mean?
They talking about you do did a 777 intro. That's what they saying right here, man. What they talking about?
I don't know what that means.
777 downloading now. Whatever y'all talking about, what y'all talking about?
Yeah, man. Clarify yourself.
Yeah, it says, Sean, do the 777.
I don't even know what that is. It might be something that I did and I had no idea I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so
we do so much, we can't remember.
Yeah. We do a lot. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But right now, can we get into... And Cook, you probably haven't heard none of these. Can we get to a little bit of ham news?
Yeah. Let's get some.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do a little bit of
da-da-da-da, ham news.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got some things popping.
Okay.
I want to give you guys. I read this article, and it's a pretty cool article, man. There are, you know, a lot of people got iPods and
right.
You know what I'm saying? All these kind of different gadgets. You know what I'm saying? I got a phone and Motorola. After I say this, you know what I'm saying? I need to ante up. Real talk. I got a Motorola Click. You know what I'm saying? The phone's official. You know what I mean? I like the joint. Got the Facebook, you know, MySpace. They got all that on it. But there's some applications out right now that people can get. Now, if you go to openforum.com and you type in 5 futuristic applications that are here now, you can check these out.
Okay.
Now, the first application that I think is pretty cool, you know what I'm saying, that you guys can get into and you know what I'm saying, make yourself look big time, like you're doing it big, you know what I'm saying, even though you might be doing it tiny. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? You might be doing it young.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe you ain't doing it at all. But if you get these applications, you know what I'm saying, you know, might step your little game up. The first one is called Augmented Reality Browsers. You know what I'm saying? Basically, have you ever seen, like, Sports Nation, where they be touching the screen and dragging it and stuff
right,
like that?
Right, right. Like you do the football plays. He go here, he go here.
Right.
And he swirl around, and he goes over there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, who else does it? Like, movies like Minority Report.
Right.
That stuff is real, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's out now. You can actually use it. One way they're taking advantage of it is that your phone... Let's say you're in New York.
Okay.
And let's say you enter an address or something and you're looking for a place. Basically, what you can do is you can hold up the device, you know what I'm saying, point at an object or a scene or whatever,
okay,
kind of get information on it. And what'll happen is like an overlay will come on and basically tell you information about it. So if you had the Empire State Building, you hold the phone up, and information about the Empire State Building will start popping up.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's freaking crazy.
It's available on the Android, on the Motorola Click. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Are you serious, yo?
I'm not playing, son. I'm not playing. You know what I'm saying? The second thing is the location-based applications, all right? And so everybody has a GPS. And Twitter was kind of, you know, where, you know, people were telling friends where they were and how to connect with them in real time. Another application called Brightkite was another application that was, you know, location-based. The latest is called Foursquare.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
And it's based on Twitter, but it adds a layer of social gameplay. All right. Now, how can you take advantage of this? First of all, you have to be visible, listed, and tagged in all the right places like Google Map and different things like that. And let's see. The way that you would use it is, you know, if you created a Facebook fan page, a Twitter, a Foursquare, Foursquare is the one that's really kind of using this technology. But basically, it's like tweeting, but... It's hard to explain. It's like on the spot. It's like you can form a whole community.
Okay.
I guess more locally than you can Twitter. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard. Just check out Foursquare.com. You know what I'm saying? So check that out.
Hey, my man.
What's up?
Let's go back to the fold, Jack, yo.
What?
See, they shouldn't do that.
Do what? Why not?
Because you're going to get some joker broker.
Right.
You'll try to stick that phone on a girl trying to pull out what they doing, what they like. What's their sizes?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, right now, as of now, I guess it only works on buildings and, okay. and objects.
All right, then.
You know what I'm saying? But you never know. If they put the chip in us, like the 666, last days.
They do that, some of y'all will get busted.
You know let me put this on the record. You ain't putting a chip in me.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, look up there that says Elder Bishop Samuel Bunche.
Exactly.
He's married with four women on the side.
Two felony charges.
Yeah, two felony
Three
charges.
Three misdemeanors.
And he's a Charlie the Raper. he preached at Church of Slapbacks and Biggie Max. And
he preached at Brokeback Mountain Central. You know what I'm
They should do that, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all got to be easy with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the stuff is kind of already out. The next one is interactivity and crowdsourcing. And where you see this happening is Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, of course, you can take advantage of this because you can pretty much find anything on Wikipedia or any kind of Wikipedia where it's about a subject and it just has all the information.
Okay.
Of course, just make sure the information is up to date. You know what I'm saying? There's a crowdsourcing button from Ideal Scale that kind of works like this, but it's, I guess you can use it for a business or whatever. So crowdsourcing is another one. Number four, before we get out of here and go to some music, number four is real-time collaboration. Google Wave is the jump off.
Wow.
Get yourself Google Wave. You can talk live. It's like a Skype, Instant Messenger. You can share documents all on one screen, off the chain. You know what I'm saying? And the last one is they call it digital branding or real time branding.
Okay.
And small businesses can increase their brand equity by becoming these big words ubiquitous participants on social media websites. You know what I'm saying? How do they use this? A brilliant way to use this is basically code that you can use on a website where it'll pop your brand up, pop your little thing up. It's probably something that artists like myself can use to, you know what I'm saying, bug y'all customers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, to buy my CD. You know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of like a digital advertising type thing. Anyway, so those are five futuristic products, you know what I'm saying,
Dun-da-da-da.
From
Ham News.
From the Ham News section. You know what I'm saying? You like that joint, yo?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get you here to do some of these joints, yo. But anyway, let's take a quick break, man.
Yes, sir.
And Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, Treasure's absent, Saul Gravy.
Get your dance on.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Ham Sandwich Show. We'll be right back.
Happy joy.
Let that beat wait.
Happy joy.
I know you never know what to expect.
Happy joy.
Cause I'm so slack.
Happy.
They say that I'm always smiling, happy, man. I'm just saying, I'm very honored.
I'm hungry.
Then this track make you
happy.
Let's go.
Thank God for another one. I've seen a lot of happy days. I came a long way from my nappy ways. Received a lot of accolades. No longer participate in masquerades. And I'm excited cause I won't feel the burn like aftershave. Cause happy is he who trusts in the Lord. Not through the pursuit of happiness or awards or like a birthday. Some are only happy getting cake. But there are many things that God I appreciate. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my kids. I got a decent whip. Thank you for my crib. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my friends. Josh, Remy, and Mom. It's not Sunday, but you'll see me with them happy feet. Smile on my face, hoping others pass it back to me. But some look at me like, what's this wacky deal? Well, I find delight in eating a word. Call that a happy meal. What he's done for me. Okay. Well, I get joy when I think about who he is. Contrary to DJ Khaled, he the best. He's the one I can trust with going through a test. Lately, I've been feeling it. Things have been with my way. Every vibe I whoop Naima B, cause she disobeyed. My son's in the hospital, suffering from strep B. My wife needs a break, struggling from stress. Sheesh. My car CD player broke, so did my portable. Wow. My phone freezes up because of the car, guess it's no longer supportable. Plus the screen on my BB crack, call it a crack bill. Rinse due next week, sometimes it's that scary. Money short, bills are high, dishes stacking to the sky. Toilet leaking on the carpet, landlord leaking, I wanna cry. But no matter the death, and no matter the limp, the joy of the Lord is my strip. Holla at your boy. Let's go.
Joy is internal. Happiness depends on material things or verbal.
What?
Affirmations or aspirations. But my calculation is that you'll fall way short if you rely on what happens to determine your state of being. We're to rely on God, that's how he created us beings. Cause when happiness fails, joy will carry us through. As we're faithful in prayer, I'm telling you it's true.
Yeah. definition of the supernatural swag. I move mountains when I speak, something like my dad. Rebuke the devil, make him flee, watch him pack his bag. When I strike the blows, brothers, I'm looking for the kill. My God is bigger than the almighty dollar bill. That's why it's worth the wait, my strength renewed every time. I bump my wings like an eagle, cause I stay fly.
I know how we do.
Man said no behind the scenes.
Huh? Y'all want some behind the scenes? We'll give y'all some behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
It's just, you know what? We'll give y'all some behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll play the music and give y'all some behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's beta. This is what beta's about.
This is what beta about.
I told y'all it's beta. You know what I'm saying? We went from extra decent to crispy. You know what I'm saying? Crispy is fire.
That's right.
But we still baited.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So... We'll give you behind us. We weren't doing nothing, though. We weren't talking to nothing.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I was saying, actually answering a dude's question. A dude on the chat room had a question about, he wrote Rolling on the Floor. Dude named Ziggy, Real Ziggy. And for some reason, I can't see some of the things on your joint. I don't know why, on the chat room.
You can't.
Nah. But you saw the question he asked?
Nah.
He said he got saved.
Okay.
You don't see it there, do you?
Nah.
See? He said he got saved, and, he said that, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't know if he should rock stuff to proclaim his faith or if he should, you know, rock Rockaway or something like that. And so basically I rolled him and I said, you know, I feel you. I said, it's good to be mindful of what you wear, but don't be legalistic.
That's right.
I said, your dishes could be made by a Satanist. You know what I'm saying? I said, so if your dishes are made by a Satanist, then what, you don't buy dishes from them? You know what I'm saying? Like, like you can't test everything. Then I said, you know, if you're legalistic about it, you'd be butt naked.
Yeah.
Because your socks will be made by a child molester. I mean, you don't know. I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? It was a good question, though.
It is.
You
it
should
is.
Be mindful of the clothes you wear, though.
Right.
I would definitely say...
Especially clothes that are, you know what I'm saying, like academics.
Right. From academics.
Some of their T-shirts will have, like, the graffiti...
Uh-huh.
If you look at a coat, some of them got naked pictures of
right.
Women.
Yep, there you go.
So you got to be sure that when you... The graphics that you get, make sure you pay attention to the graphics.
There
bro.
You go. The graphics, the wording.
Yeah, it could be hidden in the picture. I guess they made it like that.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And but let's get to the show, man.
Yes, sir.
Cookie, you saw... What was the latest movie you saw?
I think it's called... With Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis.
What is it called?
Is it Top Cop?
Not Top Cop, dog.
Man, I can't remember.
Come on, B. You just
on top.
Son, what is you doing, yo?
What's that J. Cole, son? I can't remember, man.
What is you doing, son? Well, you saw that movie.
What was it called? What was that J. Cole, man?
Cop Out.
Cop Out. Yeah, that's right. What it's called.
So
that
saw,
junk is funny. I'm sorry.
You saw Cop Out, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I saw Avatar.
Okay.
Ridiculous movie.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's the question. You know what I'm saying? What do Christians... Well, before I even get into that, then you had the, you know, the Academy Awards.
Right.
Which I watched. And you have...
The most watched 40... Some million people watched it.
Was it? It was banging. It was a good
the
show.
The largest ever.
A good show. You know what I'm saying? The Hurt Locker won the best picture.
Right.
Story about a movie.
That nobody's seen but on the West Coast.
You know what I'm saying? I need to see it though. I heard it's hot. Yeah. You're right. And nobody see it. It was in the smallest amount of movie theaters.
Right.
Than all the pictures.
Well, how in the world did they win Emmys, yo? They ain't make no money, did they?
Well, I don't think she had money to no, she made a lot of money. But I think the amount of money that she had to produce it, maybe that's why it didn't get that many theaters.
Okay,
she got paid them jokers.
That's right.
Her name is Kathryn Bigelow, and she's the first woman to ever win Best Picture.
Okay.
Best Picture, she won Best Director. She won film editing, all that type of stuff. Who cares about film editing? No.
Right.
She won sound editing. But it's a rated R movie.
Aura.
Yeah. Avatar won for art direction. It also won for... Did it win for directing? I think it only won like one.
Right.
They came up short. It came up short as fire.
Yeah, and don't forget about Precious. That's rated R.
Precious.
And the words they were using.
Precious.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And the violence was on that joint.
And that was R'd up.
Yeah, for real. It could have been NC-17.
For real, see, I don't know too much about it, but was it that deep?
Yeah, it was deep, man. That jump was crazy.
Avatar won visual effects too. Yeah. But here's what we're saying. Sandra Bullock won.
Yeah.
Actress in a leading role.
Yeah.
For The Blind Side.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
About the football player.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's rated R or not.
No, PG-13.
Okay, PG-13.
Yeah.
My question: what do Christians do about the movies?
Mm.
What does God have to say about the movies?
Mm.
And could Christians watch rated R movies?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And some PG-13 should be rated R.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, some be kind of wild.
Yeah, they on the borderline.
Now, of course, as usual, you know, we like to do a little bit of research.
Research.
You know what I'm saying? On the Jenkins. And I found some websites. And
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna be mad, yo.
Because
there's one scripture that they always say.
I got a button for you, sir. But you can't get mad yet, sir. Okay. Don't get mad yet.
All right, dude.
Don't get mad yet. Hold on.
I love the Bible, but I hate when they throw that scripture in there.
Hold up, sir. Hold on. I got you, B.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Here's my thing. I'm reading a couple of sites, okay. And then I'll let you say what you guys say.
All right.
And, you know, some of the Christian joints is like, you know, do you got to ask the question? Have we fallen so far where you even have to ask this question? Of course you shouldn't see rated R movies. And they ban rated R movies. They ban PG-13 movies. You know what I'm saying? Little note. Passion of the Christ.
Right. Should have been Aura.
It was
Aura. Matter of fact, it was Aura. But y'all in that huckabucket in the movie theater and Reebok Adidian up in that jank. Talk me to death.
Don't talk me to death.
Don't talk me to death.
You know what I'm saying? Passion of the Christ is rated Aura.
All that balance up in that
You know
joint.
What I'm saying? And so, apparently, if some people see it cool to watch Passion of the Christ and as a rated R and other rated R's are off limits, is there a difference? You know what I'm saying? Now what were you saying? What's the scripture? What do people be saying, yo? You know what I'm saying? And don't get tight, sir.
You already know what they say.
What they say, baby?
Here go the scripture.
What the scripture, yo?
I think it's in Corinthians.
Okay.
All right.
What they be saying?
Don't be conformed to this world.
But
transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're not of this world. We just live in it.
We're not of this world. We just in it.
Yeah. Do y'all know what that really means?
can I just...
I can't stand when they put... All right, so look, this is my thing.
Go ahead.
This is my thing.
Tell them why you mad, son.
This is my thing.
Tell them why you
the
mad.
The Bible speaks about that the Christians go to the market.
Right.
To buy food.
Right.
And did that say to go ask him, was this killed because of idol gods?
Right.
Food. He didn't say that. Go buy the food.
Is this Christianized?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did y'all pray before y'all killed
right,
the lamb?
Right. And I can recall everything God made was good.
Good. As a matter, we can't get there.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. And I know some of y'all saying, we should be supporting Rated R movie. We should be giving our money going to watch Rated R movie. It's sinful. It's blah blah blah. You went to move there with the sinful secular people, and y'all enjoying something together. That's wrong.
Wow.
You know they say that.
Y'all enjoying something together?
Yeah.
And the Bible said that Jesus ate with sinners.
Woo.
Let's not go there yet.
Nah, let's leave it alone.
You know what I'm saying?
You going to the restaurant, ain't nobody, everybody at the restaurant ain't safe.
Nope.
The people cooking the food might not be safe. The people getting money to might not be safe. McDonald's not a Christian restaurant. Hardee's not a Christian restaurant. Applebee's not a Christian restaurant.
Exactly. Now, of course,
all
you know what I'm saying?
Church's Chicken might be.
Yes.
Church's
Chicken, Christian restaurant. Go support. You know what I'm saying? Go support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what kind of place can you go and get a freaking three-piece, a biscuit, and a drink for freaking $5, yo? And the freaking the chicken pieces is big as a brontosaurus.
Yes.
You know
and grease. You can grease, take go. you can grease your whole body with that joint. Look, you can use the grease. Look.
Grease galore.
All you gotta do is eat the chicken.
Right.
And put a cup out of your chicken. So when you bite it, the grease hitting the cup. You take a shower, go ahead, grease yourself up. You know what I'm saying? All that grease.
Now, does this mean, from how we're talking, does this mean that, Sean Cook, are you saying that you guys, you know, support, rated R movies and we can see rated R movies? Hold up a second, yo. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog. One.
People like you need people like me. Need people like me.
That's right.
So you can point your finger and say, look, that's the bad guy. What that make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide.
Uh-huh.
Me, I always tell it true. Even when I lie.
They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here.
I had Jamaicans pull machetes on me like they Jason. People smiling in my face, behind my back they hating. Been through the ballroom brawls, the fights with cops, the laceration, the tribulations and the character assassination. This church fear me, the streets hear me, the industry leery. The gatekeepers know about me, but they won't get near me. Survived the shootouts, the crack wars, I've been stabbed and now that the smoke's gone, look y'all, I'm still standing. My plan experiencing turbulence, cause witches chanting. I push my seat back, go to sleep, I don't even panic. My plane touched down, hit the ground, the eagle has landed. While y'all clubbing, I'm home alone, scheming and planning. I smoke angel dust, I sniff cocaine. Crucified with Christ without Novocaine. I know pain, I pass no blame. I got no shame, singing we shall overcome. I already overcame.
They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here.
The media misrepresent me, got my pressure boiling. Took advantage of controversy, I've been exploited. Tried to destroy me, put her in the quarry, kill my story. I'm nothing to you, for real, fulfill my story. They betrayed him to those who hate him. They tried to break him. Listen, fam, we ain't kin. I've been racially profiled by rookie cops. I've gotten punches and swollen eyes from crooked cops. I've been ostracized, I've been demonized, because I speak the truth and I can see the lies. Religion blur people's vision from really seeing Christ. I simply try to be a light so they can see the Christ. I talk what I know, I give you real gems. Shout out around the globe to all my real men. Champagne for my real friends.
and real pain for my sham friends. You understanding? They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the streets, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere,
but I'm still here.
They can lie on me, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm still here.
Try to snake me, whatever,
but I'm still here.
I ain't going nowhere,
but I'm still here.
Ghetto where life sucks, and mamas and daddies lose their life over a couple bucks, and baby mamas have to endure the killing, where all of the local news crews promote the villain, never promote the women, not consider the lost, ones who caught between the guns and paying the cost, dealers paying their boss paying the law, the law turn a blind eye from the crime they saw, money blinding us all, we lust after the bad, especially presented to people we never had, the Messiah is sad, his creation so low, that's why I represent the poor from the gutter of the ghetto. Chasing the cheddar, mama working so hard, trying to keep family together, trying to endure the weather and stay close to the light. The trials of life ain't never right, but enduring the fight. Not believing the hype and lies is devil to tell. If it was left up to Satan, we'll all burn in hell. We'll all sit in jail, our families are suffering pain. We'll all go through life without calling no Jesus' name. That's why Satan a lying, God don't love him no more. And so he hating on me, bro. I'm from the gutter of the ghetto. Been protected by God and always been smart. Always been black, poor, and ugly and outcast. Fast with the heart of 200, him is an outpass and outlast. My adversaries think it's a game, and I'll leave my grill of chain and rep Messiah name. Cause he was beat for me and died and rose from the grave. That's why I don't need a hater, okay, to know I'm saved. He loves thugs, the ghetto God, he is not done. I preach and teach and reside where you cannot come. When they ride, I'll do sixes and get low in a four. Christ died for all of us, dog, even the gutter of the ghetto.
Back,
yes sir,
and good looks to DJ I Rock Jesus, you know what I'm saying, for you know what I'm saying, providing the music, you know what I'm saying. We gotta have I Rock up in here live, yo.
Yes,
real
we
talk
need,
sir.
We need him, y'all want I Rock live up in there. He didn't want doing all the mixtapes,
he
didn't want doing all the work,
all the tricks,
that's right,
and mixing, you know what I'm saying. Let's get back into this, and we're talking about rated R movies,
right?
Can Christians go see them? Here's the thing, and before we kind of, you know, if you listen to so far, you're like, okay, these dudes love rated R movies and they're condoning it and all that type of stuff. Not necessarily, but let me just flesh it out, you know what I'm saying? Because You know what I'm saying? Let's just flesh it out. Here's what I don't like. Here's what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? You know, this lady says this. Instead of demonizing movies, not this lady, but this article that I'm reading says, instead of demonizing movies and movie theaters, Christians should use them as an opportunity to witness. Bring a track with you and leave it on your movie seat. Witness to the popcorn guy or simply help people out. Use a theater as a tool to praise God. Give me a break, dog. Yo, I'm sorry, son. Put a track on the movie seat? It's dark as fire up in there.
For sure.
That's number one. Ain't nobody gonna see that track.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, this is what I call... this. It's not even undercover. This is what I call... punk evangelism, yo. You know what I'm saying? Sucker evangelism.
Yes. Somebody getting murked and murdered, and after the movie... do you want to be saved? Come to Christ.
They even say that, son. They even say that. Because I'm not up with chopping it up with somebody.
Not at the move there, I would slap you.
You know what I'm saying? But they talk about leave a track on the joint. Witness to the popcorn guy. Or help people out the door. Like, I see what she's trying to do.
Right.
But let's be realistic, man.
Yeah.
There's one thing I don't like about... you know what I'm saying? This is what I don't like about how we Christianize this stuff when we use this stuff. You know what I'm saying? These Christian ideas to make ourselves feel good, but we're not being effective. You know what I'm saying? Jesus wants fruit. You know what I'm saying? He wants effective Christians. He don't want people just doing stuff just to say, you go leave a track on the movie seat? That's dumb.
That's stupid. And somebody gonna sit on pay and no mind. But like, what's this paper under me?
You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Rip it up, throw it in the trash.
I'm graduating from business school.
Yeah.
And the one thing they teach you in business school is to make a plan and try to execute that plan.
That's right.
For the best results.
That's right.
A lot of y'all out there are not trying to do Jesus' work for the best results.
That's right.
A lot of y'all are just doing stuff just to say y'all doing stuff.
Right. And first of all, the first thing you gotta do is brainstorm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but this dude's talking about leaving a track on a movie theater seat, dog.
Come on, man.
How long do people sit in a movie theater seat? When you get in, what the first? You can't even see the seat. No. You sit down.
You don't know what's under you.
And when the theater's over, you get up and bounce.
He bounce. Don't nobody look behind him.
No, and if you do, you ain't going to touch it because you're going to be like, well, that must be popcorn or something that somebody left here before.
Yeah.
You know, some trash somebody left before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So come on, man. But anyway, we're not condoning all rated R movies, you know right. what I'm saying? I just think that to put a blanket thing on all rated R movies is foolish. You know what I'm saying? The only black and white thing that we have are the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there are some areas that I think God gives us a mind and the word and a fellowship and prayer to figure some things out. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's some documentaries that are about war. Now, if you're looking for a pretty war, that's going to be a PG. Right. It's going to be the wackest movie ever. It's going to be the wackest movie ever made.
But a movie like Save It, Private Ryan.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And when you
blood
see that.
Blood and guts.
Capturing history.
Yes.
Now, I'm not talking about, what's that movie, sir? I don't know if you've seen this movie, yo. But I rented this movie, and I was like, oh, my God, yo. Oh, my goodness. It's called, like, Devil's Something. And it's basically... but now, there's certain movies, and certain movies go like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, people get lost in the woods, and then three people live out in the woods, and they start murking people, and eating people, and cussing.
Right.
If it's rated R for that, you probably shouldn't be watching that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Probably should leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? If it's like, you know what I'm saying? There's a movie back in the day. Well, see, I don't even know. See, it's difficult because, for instance, there was a movie back in the day called Kids.
Right.
You ever seen the movie Kids?
Yeah, that crazy movie. When they was on the island.
No. These are kids from New York City. And one of the dudes named Telly had AIDS.
Oh, okay.
And basically, what happened was he was going around and sleeping with girls.
Oh, I seen that.
You see that joint?
Yeah.
And the whole movie basically captured a slice of life in New York, a slice of this culture. And, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, I would show certain teens that movie because it really captured the culture, how they hung out.
Right.
You know, how he was hitting on chicks, how the females reacted. Like it really told a story. And then towards the end of the movie, the girl that he had slept with, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the movie, his friend, they had a party. She gets drunk and passes out. His friend is there.
Right.
And he rapes her.
Yeah.
While she's asleep. And that's how the movie ends. And basically, she got AIDS. And then there was a virgin who Telly was trying to get the whole movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like two stories going parallel. And towards the end of the movie, he sleeps with her. And so now these four kids' lives have been ruined with AIDS. You know what I'm saying? That is... It's a crazy movie.
Right.
But there's a message behind it.
Message.
You know what I'm saying? A movie like that, you know, of course, you might not be able to show to somebody under 18, but I think showing some... maybe not showing that movie, but... I think that movie in its context teaches a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
There's some movies out there that don't teach a lesson. And they use gratuitous violence and language for entertainment.
Right.
I'm not advocating those at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not advocating those at all.
But you know what though? You know what else? I think it depends on, are you strong in your Christian walk? This is what I say.
Go ahead.
A movie is never entertainment.
Right.
Nobody dies for real.
Right.
Nobody gets shot for real. You know what I'm saying? They're not even making love for real.
Right.
They in there, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know this. Those sex scenes, it's just their face. That's not even their real bodies.
Well,
they're just putting the face up there. That's what I heard, that some of the background joint.
Some of them.
Some of the actors don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Seen
butt
naked.
I mean.
They pay more.
They use a stunt double body.
Right, right.
Now, some of them, it's they real butts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And some of them not. Stunt double the face.
But here's the deal. The only reason I don't like using that argument.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only reason I don't like using that argument about being strong enough is that I've personally seen a lot of preachers who felt that they were so Christian elite.
Right.
They were so spiritually strong that they could live by a different set of rules than everybody else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that kind of thinking, number one, can create a whole group of Christians who feel that they're superior than everybody else and okay. They can do what they want to do.
Right.
And I also think it can fool people who are not spiritually strong. You know what I'm saying? And they're saying, well, I'm spiritually strong, I'm going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think you have to use the right judgment. I think you have to use wisdom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you can do it don't mean that you should do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, Edwin 40:11 talks about the Book of Eli. You know what I'm saying? Which I haven't seen, but I hear it's an ill movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like it, but it's all
you
right.
See it?
I've seen the Book of Eli. It's all right.
You thought it was decent?
It's decent.
For real? Don't tell me I ain't see it because I want to see it. But is the premise about he's like the last man on earth with a Bible or something like that?
Yeah,
it's the
book that everybody want. This guy collect books.
Is it the Bible though?
I don't know. If you say the Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's the last collection that the guy was knew he don't have, so he sent people out to try to get the book from him, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, and there are some movies out there that. The entertainment and I want you guys to understand this is that yes, we should be careful. The Bible tells us to guard our
that's
hearts
right.
and minds in
that's
Christ
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
The Bible also tells us that our eyes and our ears are the windows to our soul.
That's right.
And so let's not get fooled to think that the things that we watch don't affect us in some way. You know what I'm saying? Whether entertainment or not, if it's coming through your eyes and ears, it's going to affect you in a certain way. But like I said, use wisdom, use judgment. Use moderation.
Yeah. You know what? You know what else?
Use moderation, man.
If you I think this is very important.
What's up?
If you have a sex problem, right? And you
right.
and you got delivered.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you think since you got delivered and saved and everything fine, you just last week, you know what I'm saying? Got delivered. I'm going to this movie. And you know.
Right.
It's almost triple X.
Right.
Like Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Basic
Instinct.
That is, and for real, you got a sex problem, you should not go to watch that. I'm sorry.
And I'm
sorry.
And I go one further on you. If you don't got a sex problem, you might not want to watch that joke.
That's right. Because you go, yeah.
Because you might be sitting there with a Woodrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said,
you might be sitting there. might play Capture the Flag.
You know what I'm saying? Sword fighting with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Mano y mano.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm not going to... I watch all types of movies.
Yeah, me too.
I watch for entertainment. The laugh. Or I like action.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It depends.
I watch it too, but I definitely...
But I watch... Some stuff is so overboard, you got to cut it off.
Some stuff you can't watch. You know what I'm saying? But and it's like I said, you know, you have to use wisdom. You have to use right judgment.
Right.
I'm not going to make a blanket statement. There are certain things that are super obvious that you can't watch.
That's right.
Certain things that are very obvious that you can watch.
Right.
And then other things that I think are gray, and you should always go on the side of caution. And the reality is that here's the reality. For some of this stuff, you're not going to go to hell, you know what I'm saying, for watching it. But number one, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff can stunt your growth, can stunt your spiritual growth.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people don't succeed in their life because they're spiritually immature.
Yeah. And don't be thinking about, I'm supporting the secular world. I don't know where y'all getting this craziness about. If that's the case, somebody build an island where just the Christians.
Just the Christians. Because if you drive in a Toyota, you're supporting the secular world.
That's right. Your clothes. So somebody to build a Christian video of Christian car.
Christian laptop.
Yeah.
Christian Yankee fitteds.
Yes.
Christian Air Jordan.
Christian's toothpaste and soap and water and deodorant and cologne. And draws.
Son, you know who did that? You know who did that?
Who?
The Amish. If y'all want to do that,
yeah,
go live with the Amish.
Yeah.
I'm sure they love to have you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's crazy.
I'm sure they love to have you.
Even God's not that crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they love to have you.
Yeah, we got it. The weak, Terry, you know what I'm saying, with the strong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to live in this world.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about being in the world but not of the world.
Right.
I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, partaking of what the world has and throwing some of the other stuff that the world's trying to offer you.
Hey, look.
Away.
Go further. Quit your job.
Right.
If you ain't working at the church, quit your job.
Quit your job.
And see where your butt be at then. Outdoors.
We got more to talk about.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting me tight.
Y'all getting Cookie tight again.
Burn your house down.
We told you about that. Because a dude, he might be a Muslim, and he might have put the roof on.
Yeah.
Tear the roof off, son.
Yeah. Go, everybody go sleep at the church. Shoot. They got bathroom, pews. They got everything. Food, kitchen, everything.
Well, look, let's come back and talk about it. Ham Sandwich Show.
Thun them out.
We'll be back. What?
Can ride a star. Love like I ain't had before. Yeah, I think I'm getting extra. Only getting better.
Yeah, yeah. You bless
Drop it on the one, you don't know the half. S double up, now let's do the math. Getting money, but you can still finish last. Show me what you got, now tell me what you have. Blackberry truck, cranberry nab. But what you really want is what you'll never have. Unless you give it up and let him give it back. A million enough.
Unless he gave you that.
Say the beat don't knock, are you insane? Tell him when I rock, I'm so Hussein. Put me on the track, I'm so Usain. Got a piece of the rock, now what's his name? Holy Ghost fire, so I spit flame. If you don't know, then I'm not to blame. End of the track, you should know my name, give God the fame.
Spectacular, can't see nothing coming after you. Could never ask for more. Now I believe it, we can call it even living. So spectacular, I live so hot, I can ride star. Love like I can have before. Yeah, I think I'm getting extra, I'm only getting better. Lord, you bless me. Spectacular, can't see nothing coming after you. Could never ask for more. Now I believe it, we can call it even living. So spectacular, I live so hot, I can ride a star. Love like I can have before. Yeah, I think I'm getting extra, only getting better.
Lord, you bless me.
I rock
you.
What's up? It's crazy, man.
I Rock should not be that disgusting.
I'm just so mad, yo. It ain't even that guy.
Let me, y'all, if I can find a jump. Y'all know what time it is.
How?
Thunder.
Thundercats.
Oh!
Lesson paper.
How you doing, people? My name is Bill Clinton. Nice to have y'all here. God bless you. Bless them, people.
Should Christians watch R-rated movies? Well, the Bible has a great scripture. And it's found in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. That's a choir director.
Amen. Yes. Bad essence, yo.
Bad essence. Snakes on the play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking up First Corinthians chapter 6. And basically, we've been talking about R-rated movies. We've been talking about, is it good to watch them? We've been talking about you know, the one thing is that basically what we said was that there are some R-rated movies that can be watched, and there are some R-rated movies that can't be watched.
Right.
And then there are some R-rated movies that if you do choose to watch them, that's cool. Just realize that everything has a spiritual connotation to it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the one thing that might be on the line may not be your spiritual salvation.
That's right.
But your spiritual maturity. Right. You know what I'm saying? Hearing God. Things like that. I think it's wrong to put a blanket statement and say all R-rated movies can't be watched.
That's bold.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to be honest, there's some TV shows, there's some sitcoms that are as R-rated as R-rated movie. You know what I'm saying?
Nip Tuck.
All day. That's like a soft porn.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Rescue.
You know what I mean?
Don't talk me to death.
And so, but the reality is this. The reality is this. You know what I'm saying? There are some things that can be watched just for entertainment's sake.
That's right.
And for fun and different things like that. But I think the reality is this, that anything coming through your ears and eyes.
That's right.
Has an effect on your soul.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And we are in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. But that doesn't mean that we don't partake of what the world has.
That's right.
Because the reality is the world is made by people, and people are made in God's likeness and image.
That's right.
Even though their intentions may be wrong.
That's right.
There are some things that that people have created. I do put up Oz. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all the gay rape in there. I mean, to be honest, it was a good show. I just couldn't watch it because of the gay rape, son. It was too much gay rape.
The L word, number lesbians.
Yeah, a lot of lesbians up in the movie. You know, but Christopher Maloney from Law and Order was in Oz.
Right.
And he was a gay dude.
That's right.
And he was in love with, I forget the other gay dude's name, but the other dude, actor who played it.
Right.
And them dudes, son, they was going at it like.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Jackrabbits.
Like jackrabbits. You know what I'm saying? And so there are some things, man, that we really have to be, careful about. You know what I'm saying? And like we said before, we don't want to play the card where, you know, I'm strong enough, because then that kind of puts you in a status. To be honest, nobody knows how strong they are
until they get put in that situation.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I think for myself, you know, I'm a strong Christian. But you put a naked lady in the corner of the room, you know what I'm saying? Or after a period of time, you can't be worn down. This is why the Bible says, you know what I'm saying? This is why Paul tells Timothy, don't get weary in well doing.
That's right.
Because a lot of these things that are out here are like darts.
Right.
And maybe the first dart won't take you down because you're strong.
Fiery darts.
And maybe the second dart won't take you down because you're strong.
Right.
And maybe the third or fourth or fifth or the sixth one, it might take a little of your strength when you're strong. And then by the 18th dart, you might be getting a little wobbly. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to take 30 darts where one person might take one dart and fall. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why you have to do things in moderation. You have to use wisdom. And what the scripture says, I think sums it up. I think it sums it up without being legalistic. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't put this. The one thing that we can't stand is that you can't put a Christian stamp on, not a Christian stamp, but you can't put this religious stamp on everything that's not godly.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And say we can't see that, because what y'all want is, like Cook said, y'all want Jesus Island.
Yeah. And you're not going to get it.
But it's nothing but Jesus, built Jesus houses, Jesus cars, Jesus groceries, Jesus sneakers and shirts, hats.
Yeah.
Jesus schools. Woo! You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact.
If that's the case, he don't need to come back.
Holla!
Holla! If you want, he don't need to come back.
You got it. It's perfect.
It's perfect
you're
for
good.
You.
You're good.
Yeah, you good.
As a matter of fact, can I throw some out there real quick?
Yes.
It's a little story before I read the scripture. I wanted to either homeschool my kid or put in private school. Right? And so we looked at some private school options, and you know, it was really expensive. and so we thought about the homeschooling, but me and my wife are just incredibly busy. Okay. And so I'm at a concert, and I speak to a lady, and I talked to her. I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about homeschooling my kid or putting in private school. And she said this. Two stories that lead you somewhere. She said this. She said, why would you want to do that? Right? I said, well, because, you know, the public school system is horrid, which it is. It's a horrible system. Makes it very difficult to learn. And I said, I want my kid to have, you know, a solid education. And she made this comment that changed my whole world. Rocked my whole world, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really not. Hopefully I don't disrespect nobody, but she rocked my whole world.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you two stories. Hopefully I don't disrespect. She said, why would you want to do that? You're gonna make your kid soft. And she said, don't you want your kid to be strong for Christ? I said, yeah. You know what I'm saying? She said, it will make sense. You know, she said, I work in the public school system.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she said, I felt the same way.
Right.
She said, well, what makes a strong kid is not the school system, but the parents.
That's right.
So, I mean, right there.
That's right.
I mean, right there.
That's right.
You know what happened? You know what she did to me?
You just got sunned.
She sunned the crap
out of me. And that's the truth, because.
Now, hold on. Okay, Let me tell a second story. Shoot my video. And had a lady shoot my video. Winning a bunch of Emmys and different things like that. And, you know what I'm saying, who's kind of overseeing the video. She didn't direct it or produce it, but she oversaw the video. And the one difficulty that she had, because she teaches at a Christian school, and the one thing she said was, and I hope I don't offend nobody, but oh well. She said, the main problem I'm having is that you got all these kids who come from homeschool and private schools, and I'm trying to teach them how to be camera people and audio and visual people and lighting people and whatever their skill is in the world. And he said, but they're so skittish to work with anybody other than Christians. And most of them is going to end up on, you know what I'm saying, at some, you know, 150-seat church, you know what I'm saying, shooting video with a four-year degree. Yep. When they could be doing films and video and other bigger things. You know what I'm saying? Not that there's wrong with the 150 Church, but you feel what I'm saying? They could be doing bigger things, and basically because they want to be safe, or they want to be Christian, or because they want to be godly, air quotes, you know what I'm saying, they're going to do that. And she said it was the homeschool kids that she had the most trouble with, and the private kids, you know what I'm saying? I guess here's my point. My point is this. If you are continuing, because Jesus never even did what y'all cats are asking.
For sure.
If you are continuing to live in the Christian bubble, feeling that that is the safest bubble for you to live in, then you've just rendered yourself worthless.
And your bubble going to bust.
And your bubble going to bust.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because the two greatest commandments is to love God and to love people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? There's two things that's on our mind. You know what I'm saying? One is going to heaven. The other one is getting somebody to heaven. You know what I'm saying? This is life. That's life.
Right.
Loving God, loving people, going to heaven to get somebody to heaven. That's life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And they bring balance. Because you can't just say, well, I just love God and I don't want nothing to do with nobody and stay in the closet. And Jesus says, no, hold up a second. When you give somebody a cup of water, you gave it to me.
That's right.
When you feed somebody, you gave it to me.
That's right.
When you gave somebody clothes, you gave it to me.
Right. And then he said, when you hurt me.
When you hurt them,
you hurt me.
You hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Because those my chains.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so Jesus put this perfect balance where he said, okay, yeah, you can love me, and I'm invisible. You can't see me. You'll feel me, and we'll fellowship. But there's a connection with people that if you really love God, I mean, God even says this. Now the word is coming.
Yeah.
He says, how can you say you love me, who you have not seen, and hate your brother?
You see every freaking day.
You's a hypocrite.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's, you know, all in a nutshell.
That's all in a nutshell. The other thing I said, and we'll wrap it up, he talks about going to heaven, but then getting people to heaven.
Right.
There's people that they just live to die.
That's right.
I just can't wait to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get about it.
I don't care about nobody else.
I don't care about nobody else. Well, what about when, before Jesus left, after he rose from the cross, and he said a little thing called the Great Commission.
That's right.
We said go out to all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. That's right. What happened to that?
And then number two.
Three.
How did Joe Buck get say somebody?
Hello.
Somebody took the time.
Harold.
To introduce you to Jesus the Christ.
Jesus.
So somebody introduced you to Jesus the Christ. What you supposed to do? Why would you want to keep Jesus a secret?
Oh, my Lord.
Why?
Why?
It's the greatest.
Knowing God is the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Why? Why?
Y'all done gave him the hiccups.
He done preached and he got the hiccups.
For sure. That's my thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Why would you keep Jesus a secret?
It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And what we're saying is,
wow.
Let's wrap it up. Let's bring it home. To meet somebody, to tell somebody about Christ, you're going to have to meet them halfway. You ain't got to do what they do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be what they be. You know what I'm saying? But don't live in a closet. That's what we're saying. Don't live in a closet, yo.
Right.
Use wisdom.
That's right.
Be honest. Talk to your friends. Talk to your people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, be honest. You know what I'm saying? And the people that you're talking to, that you're asking, you know, make sure they got wisdom and not just box religious answers.
For sure.
Because anybody can say, no, go to God, don't go to them because they cussing and all that type of stuff. But you go to your job and they cuss.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You go to your job and shoot, I was at my girl's recital today.
They cussing up a storm.
There was a lady, no, not the cussing. There's a lady that was all tatted up.
Right.
Sat in the seat. I saw about 2.5 inches of her butt crack sitting right in front of me. I'm going to elementary school saying nudity.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all around you. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to get to the point where I'm not sensitive to it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to OD on it.
Mm-hmm.
where it don't affect me, where I don't hurt, where I don't feel pain, where I don't, you know what I'm saying, where the spirit of God in me, you know what I'm saying, is ineffective because I'm basically used to, you know what I'm saying, what I'm seeing and hearing. It ain't nothing no more.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? There has to be a fine balance. You know what I'm saying? Let's use wisdom. Let's use our thinking. Let's use the Bible, the word, fellowship, and all that type of stuff.
Be a saint thinker.
Be a saint. Thank.
That's right. Use your knowledge, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get a hand playlist.
Mix Set 1. Song 1. K-Drama. Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. Exclusive. Song 2. Million. Swag and Pose. Mix Set 2. Song 1. Corey Red. I'm Still Here. Song 2. Pettity. The Ghetto. Mix Set 3. Song 1. Sean Simmons. Spectacular.
Okay, we back. Little ham commercial.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to advertise on the Ham Sandwich Show, shoot us an email. ham@slaughtermusic.com. Or you can call 757-325-9493. You want to advertise. Man, we appreciate y'all being here. Ustream, appreciate y'all.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Watching in. And, you know what I'm saying? For rap, it's your boy Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer bass boy. And the last minute word from
there
the
cook. There we go.
Dog and dog.
He DH'ing. Go ahead with DH.
What makes 7 on the other cover car? Hey, you don't stop.
What? You is a fool, man. Today's show has been sponsored by TheSouth.com. The South, the life in music.